Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hello, welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie Gwally. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so pumped to have you here today listening to our solo episode on all the things, how to fall in love with yourself again. That is right. We are going to be chatting about this topic today in time for our Galentine's, Valentine's, all the things happening this week, aka entering our self-love era. I have a pretty firm belief that you cannot fully love others well if you are not loving yourself well. So we are going to just get into some tangible tips and tricks on how to really improve and heal your relationship with yourself. I know, speaking from my own personal experience, I grew up a lot of my life really not loving myself. And it was honestly up until pretty recently, actually, that I started to see my body specifically in an entirely new light after giving birth, being pregnant for 9 months. I used to really hate how my body looked, and it's so crazy to me because when I was pregnant, obviously, like, your entire body changes, you gain weight, you feel like a totally different person. Maybe not everyone, but I know from my own experience I did. Anyways, I looked back at photos of myself when I was not pregnant and I was like, oh my goodness, girl, you were so hot. And it's so funny because, like, I looked back at these, when I took these photos, I remember thinking to myself, I look so fat, I can't post this on social media, yada, yada, yada. You know, I was mean to myself. And so it was really interesting kind of going through this totally new season post giving birth, post seeing myself super pregnant. I feel like I just look at my body in an entirely new way. I'm like, okay, one, your body was a house for a baby who you absolutely adore. Two, your body literally, like, completely shifted everything around to make room for your baby. Three, what the heck? Like, it's just so cool and so wild. So that being said, I feel like my relationship has really, really changed with my body image, but we're going to dive even deeper than body image today. But before we do that, if you are new to the podcast, we always do these things called self-check-ins every single week. These are just times to really ground yourself and see how you're feeling and doing, press pause in your busy day, and go from there. So let's dive right into that. Okay, so I want you to start off by just taking a deep inhale through your nose. Fill up your lungs with so much love into your beautiful body, and then take a big exhale and just sigh out, releasing tension in your mind, in your muscles. Just let it go. All right, I want you to ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? And as you answer this question, just getting so real with yourself, asking yourself the follow-up question of, why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened in your day, maybe nothing happened. Just trying to pinpoint it for a second. Okay, next question I have for you is, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have or not, let's all grab our water / whatever drink you have on deck. Today I'm drinking a Culture Pop. I'm currently obsessed with this, so definitely go check it out. Not sponsored. Let's all cheers in 3, 2, 1. Cheers to some hydration. Okay, my hot take here. Unpopular opinion, because I was a poppy girl for a long time. I really like Culture Pop. It is really good. So thank you, Culture Pop. They sent some sodas over. I'm having a Galentine's Day Pilates event for my in-person studio. You guys, I think they sent me literally 200 sodas, like, so crazy. And I've been obsessed. I think it's, like, honestly, they're healthier than poppy. And I think they honestly taste a little bit better too. Okay, so, but I do love my poppy. Don't get me wrong. But Culture Pop is popping off. Okay, Next question I have for you is, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you have not, even if you have, let's stand up. I'm not going to stand up because I'm recording, but shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. Okay, two more questions for you. My question is, I had this question for myself earlier. What are five things that I have done in the past month and a half? Think five habits, decisions you've made that you want to keep continuing to do throughout the rest of the year or maybe for the rest of this month. If you need to pause the podcast and take some time to reflect, I encourage you to do so. And my last question for you is, what are five things that you have been doing that you do not want to keep doing? Pause the podcast, write it down, and then move on. So that was something I actually did in a little work meeting I had today. I was having a meeting for my online studio called Sweaty Studio. If you're new to the podcast, I have two Pilates studios. One is a faith-based in-person studio, soon to actually have some online classes. I'm going to drop some on YouTube. So shameless plug there. Sunshine Pilates is my new YouTube channel. Yes, I have 5,000 things going on. But if you are into faith-based specific workouts, that's where you can find them. Otherwise, come to my studio in person in Florida. It's so much fun. And then other studio I have is called Sweaty Studio. So Sweaty Studio does have some faith-based classes also on it, but it is primarily more of just open affirmations, encouraging, positive confidence type of workout platform. It's all rooted in faith, but it's not as outwardly faith-based, if that makes sense. So we got an app for that. That's my little baby. I've had Sweaty Studio for several years now. And anyways, I had a little meeting for Sweaty Studio with John, my husband, and we had a little we had a little reflection moment, and it was honestly so good. And that's what we did, was we asked those questions and we took time to think about them, write them down on like a Sweaty Studio level, and then we shared. So maybe you have an accountability buddy in your life. These are questions I think we should honestly ask ourselves every month. I think this is a form of self-love because, one, it'll get us out of unhealthy spirals that we don't want to continue operating in. And two, it's just a really good way to just reflect and see what's been going well, what's not been going well, and press pause in the busy day. So that was our little self-check-in. I hope you love the self-check-in. I feel like it's just a good time to really think about things and evaluate, you know? So quick life updates for you. I really had a realization that I want to share that I think might inspire some of you guys. Anyways, the whole realization is actually one that John started with. I think John should come on the podcast soon. Let me know if you want him back. Anyways, his realization. So we live in Florida, for reference, and our mortgage is very expensive every month. Granted, in comparison to New York City, it is not as expensive as our one-bed apartment, which is kind of crazy because we have a three-bed house. We live pretty close to the water, and it's pretty like similar costs, okay? Just for reference. But anyways, it is relatively chunky, you know, and we notice it. And we had a moment where John was like, if we lived in Houston, it would be so much more affordable. And I was just like, we're both thinking about it. Because we haven't really been making use of living in Florida, if that makes sense. Like going to the beach. The beach is so close to where we live. And I feel like sometimes we just take it for granted. I mean, we have access to just driving to so many cool places. And I feel like we haven't really done that. And I don't want to be hard on myself because I also know we just had a baby. We have a lot of things happening with our career and stuff. But point being is we had this realization of like, we're paying so much money a month. These are almost like amenities, right? Like these are things that we cannot get in different parts of the country or the world. So we need to take advantage of it. So that being said, I know in my life, I have really, really lived this way before. I've lived where I don't leave my house a lot. I've lived where I don't leave the apartment a lot. Even if I live in an incredible location, like Upper East Side or Miami. So that being said, maybe this is hitting, you're like, I feel like I don't leave my house, but I live in a cool place. Or even like, let's say you live in a place that you don't deem to be cool. I just want to encourage every single one of you guys to think about let's just think about like three things where we live that we really love. Maybe it's a coffee shop. Maybe it's going to a certain store in town or a workout class or the beach or the mountains or whatever the case is. And I want you to think about those things as amenities. Those are things that you're paying for with your lease or your mortgage. And I just want to challenge all of us this month specifically to go and do these things once a week. That's it. I feel like we just often can get so in the routine of things, the day-to-day life, that we just don't take advantage of what we have around us. Today's episode is brought to you by Graza, the olive oil that's been taking my healthy eating game to a whole new level. If you've been around for a while, you know I love food, whether I'm meal prepping, whipping up something quick, or just treating myself to something extra yummy. Lately, what's been making my meals pop with flavor is Graza. Graza is my go-to olive oil, top-notch, extra virgin, super fresh, and made from a single type of olive, the Picual olive from Jaén, Spain. Spain produces over half the world's olive oil, and trust me, Graza is the best of the best. What makes it even better? Graza's oils come in fun squeeze bottles. They're ridiculously easy to use and make drizzling, sizzling, and everything in between completely effortless. They've got two types of olive oil. We got the Sizzle, their everyday cooking oil, which is clean, rich, and can handle the heat. It's perfect for sauteing, baking, and roasting with a smoke point of 410 degrees Fahrenheit. And then there's the Drizzle, a vibrant, punchy finish oil that's perfect for dipping baguettes, tossing into salads, or even drizzling over vanilla ice cream for that chef level moment. We recently used it for dipping our bread in and it was just so good. Okay, we need to talk about why I'm obsessed. First of all, the squeeze bottle, total game changer. It makes controlling the oil pour so much easier, which I didn't even know I needed in my life. And the flavor, it's honestly unmatched. I've been using Sizzle for all my cooking. It's clean, rich, and doesn't burn the way lower quality oils do. And here's the best part. Graza makes it easy to cook without sacrificing nutrients because you're using the right oil for the right job. If you're ready to level up your meals, you can get 10% off your first order of Graza olive oil with my code CALI. I highly recommend starting with their Graza starter kit. You'll get the Sizzle and Drizzle squeeze bottles, two refill cans, which are perfectly portioned so you can keep your oils fresh without wasting a thing. So head to graza.co and use code CALI to get 10% off your Graza starter kit and get to cooking your next chef quality meal. Have you ever felt like your hormones are just off? Maybe you've noticed little things like sleepless nights, low energy, or those mild mood swings that just seem to creep up out of literally nowhere. I honestly didn't even realize I was struggling with hormonal changes for the longest time. As women, we aren't taught in school that it's actually not normal to feel tired all the time, dealing with occasional bloating and snapping at the smallest things. It wasn't until I started my hormone deep dive that I realized there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors lurking in our daily lives. They're in the food we eat, the water we drink, even the skincare products we use. Add that to the natural hormone changes we're already going through, and it's no wonder so many of us are feeling off. But here's the good news, you don't have to feel this way anymore. That's where Hormone Harmony comes in, a nature-inspired herbal formula that's helping women of all ages feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony is packed with adaptogens, which are plant-based ingredients that help your body adapt to stress. That means Hormone Harmony works with your body to manage chaotic hormonal changes, whether it's mild PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, those uncomfortable hot flashes, or just feeling tired all the time, this product has got you covered. One of the biggest things people notice when their hormones are balanced is how much more energized they feel. What's even better is that Hormone Harmony comes from Happy Mammoth, a company dedicated to making products that actually work. They use only science-backed herbal ingredients, and you can tell their priority is quality. If this sounds like something you need in your life, now is the time to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALI at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALI for 15% off today.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
So that being said, today, John and I and Belle went on a little family beach trip for 20 minutes, even though I had a call at 1:15 and he had things to do. We're like, let's just full send it. Like, why not? We are so close. Let's just go for like even 20 minutes, soak it in. And it was so worth it. I feel like I never regret a quick little beach trip. So that is something I've been really discovering in my life lately. I think also I'm wanting to just have like more fun in general, no matter what I'm doing, looking at things less as work and more as things I get to do. I've talked about this before on the podcast, but something that I want to shift around in my own life is making an I get to do list each day rather than I have to do list. Using the word have to versus get to, let's talk about it for a second. I believe that have to is a very victim-y mindset. Like, oh, things are happening to me. Oh, I have to do this. But when you shift gears and you say, I get to go do this thing. I get to go do that. Like, that is taking the power back. That is living your life in this totally empowered way. And I truly believe that speaking that way over your life, over yourself, is going to give you a boost of confidence that maybe you haven't had in a really long time, which I feel like we're honestly just transitioning right into our topic of the day, just things that you can do to really love yourself well. And I want to just like, let's just dive into it, okay? So how to fall in love with yourself again. And basically my goal with this episode is to help you really feel like your own bestie, your own biggest fan. And honestly, I think the way you do a lot of these things, like we can talk about habits that are self-care, self-love habits all day long. But if you do those things and you don't truly know who you are, you don't truly deep down see yourself through the lens that God sees you in, I don't think you're ever going to truly love yourself, which I know might sound a little harsh, but trust me, as someone who has deeply struggled to love myself for quite some time, these are things I have seen to be so true in my own life. So the first thing that I think we should all do, even if you feel like you love yourself so, so much, is asking God right now, Heavenly Father, help us and everyone listening, help me and my amazing Healthy But Human fam, help us love ourselves the way that you love us. Help us see ourselves the way that you see us. Father, renew our hearts, renew our minds to just see ourselves through your lens, Lord. So that is step number one, is just praying that every day, asking God to just change how you see yourself. It's a heart work kind of thing. And sometimes this doesn't, like, it's beyond us. Sometimes we need God to just strip away all the junk, all the clutter, all the limiting beliefs, all the things that have just come from what we've gone through in our life, things that have been spoken over us, and just help us see ourselves in a totally new way. So step one, pray that like every day. It doesn't have to be the same prayer. It can just be, God, help me love myself how you love me. Okay. Step number two is I want you to look at your identity for a second and ask yourself this question, is what am I putting my identity in? And we can honestly have a whole little convo about identity. For the sake of time though, as you know, my life is interesting these days, very busy, but I'm doing Pilates in like 20 minutes. So we're going to keep this episode not too long, but I think it's so important to just really look at what am I using to define who I am? Oftentimes in our life, we can define ourselves as different things that we're doing. So for example, I post a lot of vlogs on social media that I say day in the life as a Pilates instructor, Pilates studio owner, a mom, right? These are all labels of things that I do in my life, different responsibilities I have. But end of the day, if you strip away all those things, I'm still standing. Those things are just labels, things that I have, responsibilities I have, things that I do in my life, but those things don't define who I am at my core. So I think a lot of times the love and the feeling like we have to earn love and we have to perform well to continue to be worthy and enough and loved, it really comes down from just a faulty identity placement. Because when you're placing your identity so heavily in things that require you to perform well and to do well, that's actually going to leave you feeling insecure, which can leave you to feel like you have to judge yourself so harshly, like every day if you don't measure up to your own standards. So the way that you fix that is you really can just once again go to God and be like, God, who do you say I am? And one of my favorite things to do is really read through the book of Ephesians. Ephesians talks a lot about who we are in Christ, and just a couple things you can do specifically, just speaking out loud over yourself the truths about who God says you are. We are chosen. He chose us. He created us in his image. So you can say, I am chosen. I am made in the image of God. I am royalty. We are God's children, aka he's the king of everything. We're royalty. I am royalty. I am a royal queen. You can just speak these truths out loud over yourself, and it's going to help you see that these identity statements, these are things that don't change based on what you're doing, right? God, he chose you, but he keeps choosing you every day. He's not going to stop choosing you just because you failed a test or you lost a job or whatever the case is, or if the guy broke up with you, he still chose you, okay? So step number three, after we have identified what our identity is I want you to just start looking back at your younger self for a second. I think a lot of things really stem from our childhood, a lot of beliefs that we have about ourselves. I know for a fact that I believe a lot of things about myself because of words that were spoken over me when I was in elementary school by maybe the mean girls who were jealous of me because I was friends with so-and-so, or you know what I'm talking about. So anyways, what I want you to do is I want you to write a letter to your younger self, and I want you to bless your younger self, and I want you to just take a moment to just be like, it's all working out, right? All the things that we are worried about. And I absolutely love a little trend that inspired this thought that is circulating on social media right now. And I just want to read this little trend off to you because I thought it was so cute. I actually posted it. I involved myself in it. And okay, here it is. I met my younger self for coffee today. She showed up 15 minutes early. I showed up 5 minutes late. She ordered a hot vanilla latte. I ordered a pour over. She told me she feels lonely. I told her the right friends will come at the right time. Don't settle. She asked if I ever stopped hating my body. I told her my job is to empower women through movement to love themselves every day. She started to cry about her current boyfriend snapping other girls. I showed her wedding pics with the boy she had a crush on in math class last year. She smiled. I hope we meet again soon. So it's this cutesy little trend where you kind of just like reflect on, imagine if you actually had coffee with your younger self, what would you tell her? So I want you to right now or after the podcast, just write a little letter to yourself, your younger self. And just tell her it's all gonna be okay. And just tell her, like, forgive her for things that she did that she believed about herself. Empower her with words over herself. Just speak to her as you would speak to someone who was literally younger than you and you loved. Okay? So the next step is I want you to ask yourself, this is a pretty interesting question, is am I judging myself? If so, what am I judging myself about? And this question is really important because ultimately God is the judge, right? We really don't have the power to, or not power, we don't have the responsibility to judge. God did not place us on this earth to be judges. And that includes judging yourself. So if you're judging yourself, get real and repent. Repent to the Lord and give it to him. Be like, Lord, show me the truth in this situation. And that goes for also judging other people too, which leads me to the final little thing in the little steps, five-step thing here is, this is another question to ask yourself, am I investing in myself? Yeah. I realized this last week that I really have not invested a lot into myself, whether that's investing time into taking care of myself, whether that's investing in clothes new clothes that don't have holes in them, like socks. I had so many socks. I still have socks that have so many holes in them. I'm like, why don't I just like invest in that? Like, I deserve to have socks that don't have holes in them. I can afford it. Like, why don't I get some? Or investing in a nice morning routine or a night routine or a workout plan that helps you feel incredible that you really, really enjoy. Or investing in friendships that you know are going to just make your life so much better. Or investing in yourself by going and getting a Bible and just really reading that Bible and reading what God says about you and understanding who you really are in Him. What is the truth about you? So anyways, these are just some 5 little steps that I think are really going to change everything. I'm going to implement them into my life too, because I'm not going to just sit here and pretend I'm perfect and that I love myself every day of the life of my life, but it's something that I'm working on and we're going to work on it together. So whether you are single this Valentine's Day, maybe you're in a relationship, maybe you're married, maybe you just got engaged, whatever the case is, wherever you're at in your life, I ultimately believe that it's just so important, no matter what your relationship status looks like, that you have a really good relationship with yourself and also a really good relationship with God. So I just encourage you to really just chew on that. And I hope that these things help you a little bit. I love you so much. You're amazing. I'm so proud of you. And if this episode resonated with you, tag me in your Instagram stories on Instagram at healthybuthumanpod. Also, fun fact, I made a TikTok and it's healthybuthuman and I posted a video, it has 0 views. But if you want to go follow me on TikTok. I'm going to be doing my best to maybe post like more for the podcast. I really am not going to lie. I've been having a hard time promoting it. If you have any ideas for how I could promote it that are fun, that would resonate with people, let me know. I just need some help. Also, you guys, I will see you next week. I have a really fun guest that I cannot wait for you to listen to. My goal is to post that episode next week. It's really going to inspire you guys. I'm so excited for you to meet my friend. Anyways, you guys, I hope you have the best day ever. I love you so much. You are so worthy. You are valuable, and never ever think otherwise. I'll see you next time. Have the best day and stay healthy, be human. Bye.
You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own. With full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.